Ever wonder how to create a successful B2B podcast? You know, one that actually acquires and retains a substantial following? And once you have it, how do you keep it real time and relevant so it's always speaking to your audience? Podcast Pointers is where you'll get the ins and outs of creating a successful B2B podcast and a plethora of tools you need to help make it manageable. I'm Greg Myers, and as the host of the Leaders in Payments podcast and founder of Podcast 609, I've already navigated through all the what-ifs and if-thens of podcasting. My goal now is to share them with you so you can benefit from my experience. So let's get started.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 5 of Podcast Pointers. My name is Megan Williams, and I'm the content strategist here at Podcast 609, as well as your host for the show today. Today, I'm talking with Greg Myers about how podcasting can help drive revenue. So, Greg, ROI and podcasting seem to have a bit of a misunderstood relationship. Can you set us straight on this? What are the ways podcasting can drive ROI for any business?
Yeah, I get this question a lot. How do we put an ROI on this? You know, how can podcasting help us drive revenue? And I think we have to just kind of level the playing field a little bit first and just be honest, compared to what, right? CEOs of companies want every marketing dollar to generate revenue. And I think, you know, we just have to be realistic about that expectation. And when you compare podcasting to some direct marketing tactics, so like buying Google AdWords, where you can track every dollar and get the number of leads and those leads turn into sales, it's hard to compare the two. So what I try to do is get people to think about it from a content strategy perspective. And when you look at, you create blog posts and no one's asking you, what's the ROI on a blog post? But they will about a podcast. So I think you have to kind of reel it in a little bit. And the difference in the two is you can track podcast listeners. So you know how many people are actually listening to the podcast. With a blog post, you're going to post it out there and you really don't know how many people are actually even reading it. So that's one thing. And then the second thing, that when we talk about how does it actually drive revenue, I think you have to look at a podcast from a couple of perspectives. One is it can help fill the top of the funnel, right? It can help drive those leads and create prospects for the sales team. And then I think beyond that, and again, this goes into the strategy of how you set your podcast up, it can also help move a prospect through the sales funnel. So what are the pain points that the actual customers or prospects have, and how do you solve for those? How do you build podcasts that can help answer those questions? So those sort of middle of the funnel things that, you know, your sales team wants solutions for, you can provide as a marketing team, you can provide content that helps people actually go all the way through that sales funnel with a podcast. And to me, that's how you close deals and drive revenue with a podcast.
Okay. And what about, answer this, how can business leaders manage realistic expectations when it comes to podcasting and ROI?
Yeah, I think you have to look at podcast initiatives at the very beginning to start out with measurable goals. So how do you know what's successful? What is the number of downloads you want? What is the number of subscribers? The thing to remember is you're building a community, you're building followers, and I think that, like I said earlier, you can't really do that with blogs, but go into it with those goals, because as a B2B marketer, your boss or your boss's boss or the CEO or whoever it is always going to ask you, how do we know this is actually working? Well, if you set the expectation up front that I'm going to have 200, 2,000, 20,000, whatever the number is of downloads per episode or the number of actual subscribers to your podcast, and you set those realistic goals and you can show that you're marching towards meeting those goals, I think that's how you manage expectations. And we're here to help you do that. We can work with you to help you define what those goals are. We've done enough of these of our own and helping other clients that we know what that kind of community building and that listenership starts to look like as you consistently launch podcasts. So we can help you put those goals in place to help make this initiative successful and really help to manage those expectations.
Great. Well, thanks so much for sharing your perspective, Greg. And it sounds like Podcast 609 has a lot to offer when it comes to helping companies really drive revenue in a manner that is realistic regarding their expectations. So good to know that as well. To all you listeners out there, please join us on our next Podcast Pointers episode where we will be discussing cadence.
Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you found the information helpful. I look forward to seeing you here back again for our next episode. And as always, feel free to check out our website for more information. The team here at Podcast 609 is always here to address and support any of your podcasting needs, and we can be found at podcast609.com. And until the next episode.